Good morning. This is Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg on Arts at 8:30, and I have Grace Veit, our February classical kid, with me today. Hey, Grace, how are you?
I'm good, Sherry.
Wonderful. Well, you are 13, and you attend Kern Middle School in Council Bluffs. First of all, let's go back to how did you get started playing the oboe?
Well, it started out in about fifth grade-ish when we had to pick our classes for sixth grade at the middle school, and we had to have a music requirement. Let's see. My mom has an oboe from her days in school, so maybe I'll just do that because I have access to it.
But now I know that you really love it, so what do you love about playing the oboe?
There are a lot of things I really love about playing the oboe. I like being the only one in my section sometimes, even though sometimes that's a double-edged sword, because you don't have to worry about chair placement so much. So instead of having to work on all of my school stuff for chair placement, I can work on some side stuff with my private lessons instructor.
So what has been your most memorable experience in performing music so far? You're young, so you'll have many to come, but what's been your most so far?
I would say the SWEBA Regional Honor Bands was pretty memorable. We had three kids from our school make it, and I happen to know one of them already, but I met the other one, and we actually became pretty good friends. Had the other one in, like, January of that year, of seventh grade, and that one was pretty memorable, too, because there was three people in our section, and we would talk about, oh, where do you get your reeds from? Do you make your own reeds? And things like that, where it was a time where I could connect with people that played the same instrument I did, where I don't have that at school.
Well, we're going to hear a short segment of you playing the oboe, so let us know what we're about to hear.
Okay, so this is a segment from the Carl Nielsen's Fantasies, the first movement, Romance. And Carl Nielsen was a Danish composer from the Romantic era.
Okay, this is Grace Veit, our February classical kid, and a segment of the music that she sent us to become a classical kid. Here she is playing the oboe. Oh, Grace, that is wonderful. Well, you're very, very good at playing the oboe, but what do you like to do when you aren't playing music?
Well, when I'm not playing, I might be reed making, but that's still related. But I play soccer as well. I've been playing since I was like 4, and this will probably be my last year playing because we're getting to the point where we're getting so old that the team will have to disband for like the end of the age group.
No.
However, I can officiate soccer, and it's really fun, I think, working with the little kids. And I like being able to give this next group of kids a chance to have a good game.
Well, it sounds absolutely wonderful, Grace. I know you'll be a fantastic referee. And I know you also love classical music, so what do you love most about it?
The thing I love most about classical music is what makes classical music classical music. There are no words. With all these modern songs, you're going to have words that rhyme, and they're like trying to make them rhyme, and sometimes they try a little bit too hard, or the lyrics just don't make any sense. Like, I've got my cattle in the battle and a ping pong paddle type of lyric, and I just don't find interest in that. Where with classical music, you can just hear the time in the music. Like, I always know when I'm listening to something Russian, like Tchaikovsky or Rachmaninoff or Mussorgsky, versus when I'm listening to Beethoven.
Wow, that's really fascinating, Grace. You have such an ear for it. Do you think that you'll be using classical music or playing classical music later on in your life?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do next year in high school. I'm probably going to give orchestra a shot and see how it goes.
Well, good luck on that. And as part of being named a KVNO classical kid, you've also won a $300 scholarship from the Sehner Foundation. It can be used on anything you need to help you in your musical education. So what do you think you're going to use it for?
Well, if it's not a lifetime subscription to Noteflight, which is something I can use to compose and arrange music, which I like doing that as well, I would probably use it on reeds and reed-making supplies, because an oboist battle, it's not playing the music or anything that's the hard part. It's a constant upward hill struggle against your reed.
Well, I'm really glad that you're going to put it to great use. And thank you so much for being with us today, Grace.
Thank you for selecting me for the classical kid. And I would also like to give a shout out to Mr. Luthke, my Spanish teacher at Kern, who found out about this about the same time I did. And I thought that was really cool that he's got a really good ear for music, too.
So he was listening to KVNO and heard your name and told you.
Yeah.
And that's Grace Veit. She is soccer referee and the February Classical Kid here at KVNO. Remember that you can nominate a KVNO Classical Kid at kvno.org. For Arts at 8:30, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.